Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents For the Win by Sarah Ryder, narrated by Elizabeth Hart. 1.
Well, folks, it's nil-nil, 1 minute to go. Looks like this World Cup final is going to overtime. Hold on. There's the cross, coming deep in the box. Lucas dives. She connects. Goal! Wait. It looks like she's down. She's not moving. Here come the medics. Ms. Lucas, care to give us an answer?
Lainey blinked a few times and tried to remember what the reporter had asked. The questions were blending together, and the overhead lights were making her sweat. She prayed it wouldn't show through her white shirt. White was okay, right? It was gray that showed sweat, like her gray skirt. Oh, God. Butt sweat. Please don't let her have butt sweat. Lainey took a breath to compose herself. It was her first press conference since the World Cup final that left her with a near-devastating skull fracture. But even 8 months of recovery wasn't long enough to prepare for this. Every time she tried to focus on the questions, the reporters were blasting at her like a firing squad. She was distracted by the incessant chuckling coming from the back of the room. Gabe Havelock, beloved star of the Seattle Surge, and at one time the most prominent face on the posters tacked up on her bedroom walls, was laughing at her from the doorway. For years, Lainey dreamed of meeting the man who made America fall in love with soccer. The opportunity to play in the same stadium as one of her biggest heroes was a key reason she'd wanted to come to Seattle. Clearly, the